Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, we got to circle back to our buddy, the great Phil Sims, two-time Super Bowl champ, the NFL Today with JB, the maestro, Coach Cower, Booms, little Nate Dogg. Did I get everybody? Of course, Phil. Phil Sims, how are you, Phil?
Hey, Brandon, Tiki, I'm doing well. Hope you guys are doing well. I loved it when y'all came back from commercial, the music played, and you said, oh, I love this music.
Love
of course you love it. They're the ones that pay you.
Hey, they're one of the ones that pay me. You got to get a couple checks.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, I hear you.
Diversify your income. You look, we just spent a little bit of time talking about Dak Prescott, but
What do we need answered?
I'm going to start somewhere else, actually.
Tee him up, Teak.
With Philip Rivers. Now, his interception to touchdown, touchdown to interception ratio, because it's almost even right now, 15 to 14, is disturbing. And it goes back in the last year. Now, they won two of those last three games, but he threw six picks in those last three games. When is it time to move on from Philip Rivers if you're the Los Angeles Chargers and trying to reestablish yourself in a new market that's not really loving you yet?
Good point. When it's time? Well, I think we know when it's time. We see it. Philip Rivers, this is going to be interesting to see how it goes the rest of the year, I think. I mean, you know, I was telling somebody earlier, you know, I try to watch everything and this and that, and I'm watching the Minnesota Vikings played the Denver Broncos last week, and there they are playing. And Brandon Allen, who's Brandon Allen? He's from Arkansas. I didn't even think he was that good at Arkansas. It was just, I don't mean it in a bad way. I just said I didn't think he'd ever, you know, be a starter or maybe even a backup in the NFL. There he is running the offense, and I'm just going, man, the offense has a good look to it. And then I figured out why. Because they're doing play-action passes. He's rolling out, protecting the offensive line, giving himself more time, letting the receivers get open. Oh, it's 3rd and 7. They play. Oh, they double-team Sutton because they don't want him to catch the ball. He runs for a first down. Oh, things like that. And as I was watching, long answer, but when I was watching Philip Rivers, there's so many things that are there. He can read it. He can this. But the arm strength and the lack of mobility, it is a tremendous hindrance right now to that football team. And there's no other way to put it. And
yeah, he's getting older, Phil. It is what it is,
that's
man.
Right. He never was really mobile, but now, you know, things have changed. Not that we're seeing more running, but, you know, Tom Brady's old too. But Tom Brady is extremely mobile in the pocket.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's their number one thing. I've always had this problem with the Chargers. It's like, let's run everybody run out for a route and don't worry about chipping, you know, a guy that's beaten us to death on his pass rush, and they rely on him getting rid of the football quick, all that. And it backfired on, I think, on their team.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. Anthony Lynn said, no, we're – I forgot his exact words.
No, he
I
said Philip Rivers.
He said he's the fact that how much longer are they going
to
stay with this?
Yeah, no, his – I didn't mean to jump on you, Phil, my bad.
Okay.
But he just said that basically Philip Rivers is his quarterback. That's what he said, so – what else is he going to say? You know, you try to protect a Hall of Famer. You know,
maybe a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
I think he probably will be. He
I
might
agree.
Not be first ballot, but one day he'll get in.
Agreed.
And all that. He, unfortunately for him, the one time they had the team that probably was worthy of going to the Super Bowl, maybe winning, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Philip Rivers has a torn ACL playing the New England Patriots up in New England.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady plays one of his worst games of his playoff career.
Yep.
But they still won.
Well
so,
aware.
You know, you got to be a little lucky. Tiki, you know this.
Yep.
As a player, you got to hit the right time. And to win the Super Bowl, so many things have to go right for you and all that. And unfortunately for Philip Rivers, it hasn't happened. But I just think the talent alone, it's been asked by, what is it, Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's about the 15th time I've answered this question.
Yeah,
somebody,
because he looks so bad. Yeah, he's 4 interceptions, man.
Not playing well.
Yeah,
man.
It's not the interceptions. It's the look. It's
yeah.
the lack of the other stuff that we keep talking about, Tiki.
True.
I've seen guys throw 4 interceptions. I go, wow, 3 of them weren't his fault at all.
Yeah.
But we don't care. We read the numbers, and that's what we go by a lot. So.
Oh, the last one was his fault for sure, and that's the one that mattered.
You know what? That one, and you know why he laid on the ground? I can tell you exactly why. He thought he had it.
Yeah.
He called that play. It was going to be down the sideline. They had a little, you know, I guess you'd say diversion, and Sorensen didn't go for the fake. It was zone. He thought it was going to be man-to-man.
Yeah.
And it was zone, and he threw the interception. That's why he laid on the ground and went, oh, my God.
Yeah, what did I not see or what did
well,
I see?
Yeah, all those years – as a quarterback,
like a rookie,
you know when
like
it's man
mistake.
Zone, usually before the ball snapped and he got pulled, it looked like to me, and it cost him.
Okay, so we're talking to the great Phil Simms, NFL on CBS analyst, two-time Super Bowl champ. He's got a spot in the New York Giants Ring of Honor with my partner Tiki, amongst others, LT, et cetera. Let me ask you about, now, maybe as a former quarterback and as an enthusiast of the mechanics of the position like
sure.
you are. Okay. Maybe you don't see it the way I see it. I'm a talk radio host. I give opinions. So we're coming from a different place, admittedly.
Right.
I look at the imagery, Phil, between Matt Nagy and Trubisky the other night. With Nagy's, I don't know if his hips are, I don't know what's wrong with his hip. But the fact that Nagy's shoulder, like, he's got his arm around him, I thought it looked pathetic, and I think it was coming from a good place. But it made Trubisky look weak. Like, he was consoling him, like, hey, listen, man. Like, he had to shield him and protect him. I thought that was a bad look for the locker room. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I just think that I blame everybody, you know, for this Trubisky saga we got going. Now, Kirk Cousins is staying above it just barely because he's throwing 8 touchdowns and no interceptions every game. But once he throws another interception, see, we told you.
Yeah.
And this is Trubisky. They started this narrative right away with Matt Nagy, and it won't go away. And I understand some of it is his fault. But they did go 12-4 last year. He was the best player on the field against the Philadelphia Eagles playing in that playoff game. He let them down. We got the lead. Our great defense will do it for us. Nick Foles, touchdown. We got the lead. No, hardly no time left. Great throws to get them down the field. And then, of course, we know what happens, the missed field goal. So that kind of changes the narrative about what we think about him. And then, of course, this year, I'm shocked at how they're playing. I didn't look at them and think that this was going to be a Super Bowl contender this year. I really didn't.
No, neither did we.
Yeah.
You know, the offensive line, losing Vic Fangio is a big deal. If I look at the Bears' defense and I look out there and see some of the times I watch this Denver defense, which is not as talented, and the way they play, yeah, there's a difference in coaching.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
No, there's definitely no doubt about that. Phil, you know, we started with Dak Prescott. Now, Dak is an interesting spot because he's actually playing really good football, and it's going through the pass game first as opposed to the run game, which we always thought would be the narrative with him.
Well, you know, let me interrupt you. If they're going to make you throw it, okay, that's what we do.
Yeah, exactly. And he's good at it. He's thrown for 5,300 yards.
Hey, you should be in the Hall of Fame. What you did as a running back, okay? But there were games, as good as you were, and you had a good offensive line, you go, today we must throw to win.
That's right.
Okay.
And they're doing that to an extent that's making Dak, at least us, think differently about Dak. Why is this taking so long for them to work out a long-term extension for him? And I think it might be because once they do sign him to that extension, it compromises every other player that they have to sign. Is that what Jerry's thinking here? Because it feels like he deserves it at this point.
Well, yeah, I listen, I don't know. It's going to play itself out this year. He's going to get what he wants. That's apparent to me. This market, I don't know why. It's just the unwritten rule is I must be paid more than the highest paid guy.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going. And I don't know when's a team going to say go to a really good quarterback one day, go, man, we love you. Good luck. We'll see you.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen with Dak. And this, as we watch their offense, the line we know is good, but they've really gotten good at pass blocking because they've been throwing it more. And he's got true big-time weapons to throw it to. And make no doubt about it, this is a different offense he's running this year from the previous years. It's more quarterback-friendly, if you want to say it. He's taking advantage of it. He's making a lot of great throws. And, you know, he's, as they say, I used to laugh and I'd say it, but now it's the truth. Every game, it's just another couple $1 million added on top of what he's going to get.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's been impressive to watch him play.
Phil, I've always thought that you should run a team. I've always thought that. Really, I've always thought that. That you have that acumen where you could be a personnel guy. Obviously, you have the TV chops, and it's a different kind of. It's a little,
you notice I'm not interrupting you.
Exactly. We never do it. When we speak highly of you, that's the only time Simms doesn't say a word. And your son's the same way, by the way. Which is not a bad way to be. My point is, I have great feel and great respect for your instincts at the quarterback position, as we all do. So I ask you this, Phil. You're running a team. You're the GM. You have access to every quarterback in the NFL. Who are you picking to start your franchise? right
oh,
now.
Oh, man, who am I picking to
right
start
now.
My franchise with?
Yep.
Well, I think a lot of people say I'm going to say Lamar Jackson.
That's
no,
what
it wouldn't
I was thinking.
Him. But I even now, probably right now, it would be Mahomes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But then I, even at his age, I would still look at Aaron Rodgers and go, man, there's five more years of great talent in that body for sure. And 5 years is two lifetimes in the NFL. So I think that question, it's...
What about Russell Wilson?
Well, yeah, Russell Wilson, you know, see, there's a lot of... Russell Wilson is phenomenal, but if I love what he does, but I would take the other two above him in this situation because they can run every offense. And not that Russell Wilson can't. He's more of a, he's going to do this, and he's going to make their offense rolls because of a lot of good throws by him, but also the fact that he scrambles as much as he does to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
The other two can make as many plays, but not having to do it on their own.
Gotcha.
So it's close. But Russell Wilson, his throwing, again, has been off the charts. And, of course, I never thought he'd be this type of quarterback in the NFL. And I talked to somebody in Seattle. He'd been there 2 days. This is a true story. And you would know the guy if I told you his name. But he goes, Phil, Russell Wilson, he's going to be the quarterback. And I just go, he's been 2 days? He goes, overwhelming. It's going to happen. Whatever. And, of course, he was right. You know, he was sitting there watching it. I think the Seattle Seahawks were doing a lot of sweating, waiting for that third round to come around to take Russell Wilson. And it's really amazing. They built the team, they go to the Super Bowl, and they really disband it and just tear it completely apart, and there they were in the playoffs again last year. It's pretty – it says a lot about Pete Carroll, but also says a lot about Russell Wilson.
And they'd also given Matt Flynn about $30 million, yeah. And then Russell Wilson still took the job in two
well,
games.
Yeah, Matt
I gotcha.
Flynn, so he that didn't work out, so he went to the Raiders and got another $8 million. That didn't work out. He said,
right.
Okay, see you later.
I know. Right here. Almost as much as you've gotten doing TV all these years, huh, Phil?
I can't even answer that.
Phil Sims. I'll see you Sunday, man. Thanks a lot for carving out time.
Okay, great to talk to both of you.
Be good, Phil.
He's the best. Phil Sims.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.